I love it when the gospel makes a reference back to the scriptures of the Hebrews, the Old Testament. And it's so clear in this Sunday's passage where Jesus is going to be lifted up on a cross, just like the serpent was lifted up on the cross, that anyone who looks upon him, just like anyone who looked upon the serpent on the stick was saved, will look upon our Savior on a stick, on the cross. It'd be nice if that's all it took for the virus, is all we had to do is look at the cross, or look at, I don't know, an image of a syringe. I personally like the image of Jesus being our Savior, but if we could have something like that, where we could just look upon it and be saved. We just hold it up for the people who are sick, and that's it. That's the way it was in the desert for the Israelites. They're so fickle. Well, we're fickle, aren't we? Oh, this is awful. This is miserable. Ouch, I've been bitten. Things are worse. Finally, I turn to God and he saves me. We don't turn to God when things, you know, when things start getting tough. We wait until it's really tough, right? That's the challenge, is to remember that God saves, and God is saving us all the time, and that we can turn to him all of the time. Our salvation, like I was saying in the intro comments, it's very accessible. We just have to access it. We just have to go to it. We look upon the cross and we are saved. We believe on the cross and we are saved. We live in the light and we are saved. To look, to believe, and to live. Look with your eyes, look with your mind, look with your heart. Believe. And once we start believing, we're going to live. We're going to live right through all of the difficulties. Any of those times when we're in trouble, look, believe, and live. Any of those times that we are frustrated, look, live, and believe. Anytime we're angry, like Paul wrote, that we live in the desires of the flesh. We live with wrath, was the word that it's translated to. Wrath, to me, is anger. And when we're angry, when we're frustrated, when we're in trouble, or when we're sad and we're depressed, when we're overwhelmed, why does it take us so long to remember to look to the cross? Here, I'm busy preaching about this, and I know that I don't do it. If I get frustrated, I've been frustrated lately, and frustrated with things around me, and when that happens, what do I do with it? I just grumble. Take it out on people. It comes out sideways. Then I get reminded, oh, wait, you can look to the cross. You can go to God. Take it to the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes I'm such an idiot, it seems like. You know, and it's not just looking at the cross. It's looking at Jesus. We hold up the cross and we hold up Jesus as, well, not, here's the challenge. It's not just as a token, as a totem, like a statue. That's idolatry. We look to Jesus not as just a figure. I mean, that's one of the things when the Anabaptists were busy crashing the figures, the statues in Switzerland back in the Reformation time. They're like, oh, you're worshiping the statues. We got to make sure we don't worship the statue. We don't worship the image. What we're worshiping is Jesus, and not Jesus as a person per se, but, I mean, yes, we worship Jesus as a person, but the reason we worship him as a person is because of his faith, because of his trust. He trusted his Father completely. He had faith that God would save him. He had hope that he would make it through everything. The Garden of Gethsemane, the trial, the crucifixion, the death, the persecution, the troubles, the frustration, the anger, the sadness, the overwhelming. He had hope. That's our salvation. That's where we want to look to the cross, look to Jesus, but look to his faith, look to his example of trust, look to his ability to have hope. And that's where we find our salvation. And it's so accessible. Like I say, I preach it, but I have to remember it. It's a very simple message this Sunday. To remember to turn to our Lord. To look at him, to believe in him, and to live in him. To look to the light, to believe in the light, to live in the light. To look to the cross, to believe in the cross, to live in the cross. You know, look, believe, live. How do we do that? I don't know. There's lots of different ways to remind us. Some people put a cross in their pocket. We can hang religious articles around our houses, not to worship and to idolatrize, but to remember what God has done for us. You know, the plaque that's got the scripture passage. I have one by my bed. It's easy to forget to look at it, but I like to, when I remember, as I'm going to bed or as I get up in the morning, it's a passage from Philippians. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Or the passage we have as we come into our house. As for me and the house, my household, we will serve the Lord our God. From Joshua 31:13. It's those passages like the psalmist wrote. We cry to the Lord in our trouble, and he saves us from our distress. Maybe that's it, is to remember the scripture passage, one little scripture passage. He sent out his word, and it healed us. He delivered us from destruction. That would be a great one. He delivered us from destruction. Keep that in mind. You know, some form of reminder. Francis de Sales, a preacher and pastor in the 1700s, 1600s? I can't remember now if it was 17th century or 1700s. But he called it a spiritual nosegay. A spiritual nosegay. Nosegays, we don't use that word anymore, but it was the boutonniere. Or the corsage on your wrist. That's how it started, is that people would wear a sachet of fresh flowers on their collar or on their lapel or on their wrist, so that as they were going through the streets, richer people did this in their carriage or whatever, and there's open sewage and there's garbage rotting and animals running around, and remember, horses and carriages and horses do certain things on the street. Yeah. So you stench would get bad, and they would then all of a sudden just smell their flowers, and that would be a spiritual, that they called that a nosegay. And what Francis de Sales said was, have a spiritual nosegay. So that when the stench gets bad, when things get tough, you have something to relieve yourself with, to smell. What is that spiritual nosegay? What's that little reminder so that when things get tough, we can look upon something? We can be reminded that we can trust. We can be reminded that we can look and then believe and then live. Our spiritual journey during this Lent is to grow closer to our God. Our spiritual journey during this Lent is to remember Jesus' death and resurrection. Our spiritual journey during this Lent is to put in practices so that we can be reminded of the grace that God gives us so we can be saved. What do we do? What don't we do? What do we need to hold up? What is placed before us on that stick, the salvation on a stick, so that we can be reminded that we are saved. God so loved the world. God so loved you. God so loved me that he sent his only Son so that we could be saved, that whosoever shall believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. What does it take for us to remember this? Let's pray that we and our fellow travelers our co-parishioners, our friends, our family, the strangers, all of those people with whom we walk in this world. And particularly, what does it take you and me to remember this? Let's pray. Father, you have done so much for us, ultimately sending your Son for us. Please help us to remember that you have delivered us from destruction, that you have sent your word so that we can be healed, that you have shown us the light. And in those times of darkness, remind us of the light. There may be a cloud that comes in front of the sun, but the sun never stops shining. It'll rise again in the morning, even though the night may seem long. Help us, Lord. Send us your grace so that we can remember this. Paul wrote at the very end that we have been saved through faith, by grace. Help us to remember this salvation. Help us to remember the loving deed that your Son did for us so that we could be saved. Send us your Spirit so we can be reminded. Send us your grace so that we can be reminded of your love. Oh, Father, we ask this as we ask all things through your Son, Jesus, the one who lives and reigns for us and with you and with the Holy Spirit, as one God forever and ever. Amen. So we look, we believe, and we live. Let's look to the cross. Our next hymn is called At the Cross. It's number 323 if you got the hymnal. Otherwise, you know how to get there online too. Our hymn, At the Cross, reminding us that that is from where we get our life. It's our salvation on a stick. Jesus, our Lord and God, forever and ever. Amen. If I don't talk to you before next Sunday, have a great week. Love you all. Bye now.